your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the Breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose. But these here breaks will rock your shoes, and these are the Breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
And she runs off to them to Japan,
that's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
And the IRS says they want a chat,
that's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
And she can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
And Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
And you borrowed money from the mob, lost your job.
That's the Breaks, that's the Breaks.
Well, these are the Breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Throw your hands up in the sky and wave around from side to side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right.
All right.
Say, ho.
Ho.
You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream. Ah. Break down. Breaks on a stage. Breaks on the screen. Breaks to make your wallet lean. Breaks run cold and breaks run hot. Some folks got them and some have not. But these are the Breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. Around.
Break it up, break it up.
To the guy in blue, what you gonna do?
Break it up, break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up, break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
Epic track, man. Epic track.
You know, I kind of remember it being a little longer.
There is a longer extended version, too, and that one's even pretty long, too. I think it keeps going. But yeah, there's like a 7-minute version of that joint, stay around for the 7-minute
version. Yeah, this is the 7-minute version. It seems to come up pretty, like, first in line, I guess.
I don't think I've ever hung around for a 7-minute version.
That's the Breaks. To three more That's minutes the in the That's track. The break. That's the Breaks. That's the
That's what I'm going to say when I disappoint any woman sexually. That's the Breaks.
I gotta say, we had a couple extra callers. I don't know why they dropped off. Scotty in New York was.
I think I know why, because Scotty was going to call in and he's going to say, look, I know where MJ is. He's still alive.
He was telling me all about that. He's going to send me something on an email and then for his Facebook where he's got, tell me this ain't Elvis. Apparently, he has spotted Elvis. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis is in the building.
Oh, so Scott, you got to call back. You got to call back. You got to give us the goods because I have an uncanny ability to get next to high-ranking famous people. So I need to go confront Elvis and MJ, and then I can ride off into the sunset. But not after that. Ooh. You're still alive. You're still alive. You're not the king of rock. You're a pedophile. You're the real pedophile, Elvis.
Elvis. Nah, he died on the toilet, guys. He died on the toilet all over.
But didn't they say that Elvis, like, didn't he marry his wife at, like, she was, like, 14 or 15 or something like that? Yeah. He was, like...
I think so. Isn't that right?
Either that or that's just the age of the girls he was picking up.
Oh, I type in Elvis married, and it auto-completed a 14-year-old.
That just shows you, dude, this guy can get any tan.
Priscilla met him when she was 14 in 1959, but they didn't get married till 67, so... we're not quite sure exactly what happened in the.
Yeah, it's called grooming, and the weirdest thing. I mean, that's it's whatever, but like, I mean, it just kind of tells you like a guy that could conceivably at that frame of time for like 20, 30 years, he could just make a weird ass snarl, and chicks would flock to him instinctively like the salmon of Capistrano. But no, who does he choose? Yeah, let me get a 14-year-old girl with no body,
who
no
wants
mind.
To even deal with that, man. Like I was talking with.
Oh, what do you want to do this weekend, honey?
I was talking with Julie this morning. It's like I don't even like when I was that age. I didn't want to mess with those chicks, man. Like even
dude, literally,
I went
literally,
to UT
like,
and there was just like yeah, there was some eye candy, but I'm not. I ain't messing with that. That's garbage, dude.
Wait,
you gotta hear this. You gotta hear this. On CheatSheet.com, here's the headline. Elvis Presley told Priscilla Presley he wouldn't have sex with her after she became a mother. Oh, based! Based! All right, the lines are lighting up. I got to answer a couple of calls here. Jeez, man.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines here. Let's go with... we got a new caller? Or somebody we hadn't talked to that much?
Hang on 1 second. Can you call? If you can go on the air right now, we'll
put you
on the air.
Yeah. when you call radio show, you gotta hang on. You gotta,
just go on the air. Just go on the air. Come on. All right. There's Scott.
I'm not gonna make fun of
anybody. I don't know why anybody's gonna make fun of him. I'm not gonna make fun of anybody.
Hello?
Republic.
All right, hey Scotty, how's it going?
Oh, I'm on. Okay, I didn't hear the beep. Okay, can you mute out Habib over there?
Who's Habib?
Funny, Habib is a real crack fake Mike dude.
Yes, that's me. All right, so you know we got cut off and we didn't get a chance to talk about this. I'm the consummate skeptic.
No, you're
also open-minded. So convince me of some of these things.
Okay, well, that's why I hung up. I was trying to send him a video. The Michael Jackson thing, you actually have to be able to see it in his body. He can change his voice with electronics and also probably learn how to do it. But clearly you can see it's his legs and it's his moves and it's his size and it's his frame of his body. He can have operations. He actually had an operation to look like some weird, crazy thing from Egyptian stuff. But the deal is, it's plain and simple. It's this Elvis little clip that I have. I'm just about to mail to Mike. That is plain to see. Now, as far as the other stuff, it's very clear to see that the Biden that's there now doesn't look anything like the Biden from the past that used to be feeling up the young girls and stuff.
I will give you that for sure. Now, give you for sure, I'm not willing to make the next jump yet, but I'm still listening, and maybe you can give me some new information. Let me agree with you first. Yeah, Biden used to have steely blue eyes. Now he's got dark, soulless black eyes, and his ears look very different. Some of that might be, you know, plastic surgery and face. What do they call that stuff where they squish your face up? I always forget
facelifts.
Facial suction or whatever.
Facelifts.
But But there are, his eyes definitely change color, for sure, unless you got him reading some teleprompter contract. But so I would agree with you. There is something funky with Biden. I don't know what, though. But, yeah, continue.
Well, that's just it. I try to layer a few things. I don't want to have a back and forth each time. Because the other night, you actually asked me, because that thing I read the other night, that Supreme Court thing, that turned out to be fake. Today for my R&D meeting, Crystal was saying that she heard that, and that was proven fake. But that doesn't mean the Pfizer half of it, from the Pfizer dude, I forget his name, that doesn't mean that was fake. And it still, I haven't really had anyone back that up. But that's neither here nor there. The thing is, the first time I called and spoke with you, you were mentioning how there was an airplane over the White House when you were watching the press reporter. That press reporter is Zuckerberg, and that is easy to see. You don't even really need the picture next to each other to see that clearly that press secretary is Zuckerberg with a wig and a dress and some fake boobies. Now, that you did check, right? That's plain as day. There's no denying it. You seen that when I mentioned that a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with that, actually.
All right, so how can there's so many blatant things like that in people's faces, but a lot of people aren't seeing it. Now, as far as the cop that you're saying isn't the cash cab, I saw pictures where they were compared, many, many pictures. It was really a telegram. This was back in the beginning of COVID when things went a little crazy. And there was a press conference with the brother of the supposedly dead guy from the knee on his neck. And it was like Rodney King, part two. It was like the brother's a cop. It was a big press meeting. The guy, the brother, was sweating bullets, reading a script. He went off the script. He went off the script a little bit. And they edited that out. Now, that was from one post that somebody shared, a telegram thing. I don't do telegram or any of that. And there were dozens and dozens of, like, home videos of the New York police undercover, but they had the same boots as the cops with uniforms, and they were working with the cops. And there was dozens and dozens of video of people showing, look, these are undercover cops working with these cops, and they have this out of their pocket to identify themselves to each other. They have this kind of hat on this night. And all those kind of videos, a lot of them comparing the pictures of the cash cab dude to that supposed cop with his knee, and it was just as blatant as you could see Zuckerberg. You don't even need to put the picture next to it if you just realize, you know, that does look a lot like Zuckerberg. So they disappeared, all those things. I remember looking at that thread, and all the good ones were gone. So this is stuff. Now, the Michael Jackson thing took a bit for me to see it. I heard it from Johnny Delirious, so I went and looked into it, and I just started looking at videos, and I was, you must be starting something, I think, is a song where I saw it. I saw his moves there, and then I was looking at him doing the Super Bowl, and really what did it was I saw him on The Late Show, and he was doing the moon dance in the hallway there, and I was able to see it, not from his voice. It's hard to hear it in his voice, although now I am, months later, I am starting to hear it, and he has some Spanish song you could hear, it's him. But clearly, how I was able to see it was his body, his leg moves the way he carries himself. Now, maybe everyone can't see it, and it's not proof positive.
I'm going to let you rant again. I'm just confused. So who's Michael Jackson now? Because I missed that part.
It's The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Oh, well,
please, let's pronounce it properly. The Weeknd, as in he is a weakened. And, he's back asleep again. V, I swear to God. Hang on, everybody. Let's cover your ears.
Is someone snoring?
Yeah, I think V fell asleep.
No, I heard him snoring the other night also, and then all of a sudden he was talking a minute later. That's funny.
Poor guy, dude. I mean, it's 5 in the morning over there.
I fall asleep during his show also sometimes. Anyway, I don't know. I'll hang up now so I can mail that to you, Mike.
Yeah,
and you tell him, because this Elvis one is pretty obvious. You can actually see him, you can hear him, and anyone with a musician's ear like yours should be able to see it in a nutshell. Okay? Because
Who's the new Shrek? Because I know some differences in Shrek 3 and 4.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the original Shrek, wasn't that what's his name? The guy that OD'd on heroin or opiates? Philip Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think, was the original Shrek, and then they just substituted in Mike Myers.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch TV. But I did notice today something. I missed a lot of John Statmill's show because I had my R&D meeting, but I caught some of it. I don't know what the mishap was, but did John Statmill have something where he was didn't speak for a second? Because I think Don Campbell was making fun of him in the next show.
No.
But the point is, Steve Uppins was saying about you add up these suicides, wink, wink, the supposed suicides, and it just seems blasphemous. Now, the same people that are telling us that that there's 22 suicides a day, and I'm using the term suicide lightly, these are the same people that told us that these were suicides of, like, Clinton-type people that hung themselves from doorknobs and people that shot themselves twice in the back of the head kind of thing.
Yeah, they call it the same
people that are telling us that these obvious murders are suicides. Like, for instance, two people motivated
for the
show.
Wendy are being killed?
What?
And why?
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Will.
Say it again, Will.
That the veterans are, that they don't kill themselves, but they're actually being murdered? And if so, by who? Because I haven't heard this one yet.
The caller said that called in. Yes, that's what I think's going on. I didn't know the numbers were that high, but I've been hearing it my whole life. And what that caller said, I forgot her name, but it sure sounded like that may be where we're at. However, I don't want to argue with you or challenge you. Let me hang up, and I'm going to mail this to
one thing. Before you go, thank you for your time. Second of all, I come off a little sarcastic, but I do that if somebody I like that person. And also, like... I'm going to push back on you, but I think that I do agree with you on some stuff. I don't agree with you on everything, but you're definitely lively and fun and interesting. So I don't take anything I do personal. I'm a real wise ass, which is why I'm not very well liked. So it's nothing personal, bro.
I
push back on everybody.
Funny. Who was that doing the impressions tonight? Was that a recording or was that one of you guys?
That's me. That's Ben Shapiro. Hello.
Was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to own the libs, guys. I'm going to buy a piece of wood.
You need your own show, brother.
I'm going to buy a piece of wood. I'll be on the air. I'll be on the air 24/7. We're going to do a live stream for
still
12 days straight.
Hello? Anyway, Will, I'll be in touch with you with Facebook. I'm going to send Mike my Facebook stuff now and that Elvis thing. And... I'll call back in maybe. It's still another 40 minutes. Maybe let me just mail that and maybe I'll call back in if I think of something else to say. But I just wanted to defend. It's not easy to see the Michael Jackson thing. You actually have to look. I had to look carefully and it took a while. But once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. And clearly it's plain as day. If you can still find anywhere the pictures from the past, it is a dead-on look-alike. No ifs, ands, or buts. That cash cab dude, you compare pictures of him to pictures of that guy in the uniform with his knee on there. And also you add up all the other things that now have been disappeared. It gets back to the same thing with the guy with the pizza box, was friends, and you see him talking in other videos with the guy who was breaking the windows with the hammer and the umbrella back in those days. You know? So it's the censorship that got...
Stop the hammering!
Stop!
Hammering.
Unbelievable.
Sick.
So I've been trying to share a lot of good stuff and hook up a lot of things, some stuff that I can't bring onto the air, with V for a long time. Now after 2 years, he's going to finally get Hartford Van Dyke on the call. So please, just return an email, and I'll start communicating. And Will, I haven't actually put anything on your Facebook. It looked like it was kind of inactive kind of stuff.
Okay, so I have two Facebooks. One has just been completely deleted by Facebook, and the new one under the same name, Will Turbin. If anybody wants to find me on any social media, it's fakemikerealnews.com, fakemikerealnews on every single platform, Instagram, everything, Facebook. Also, my personal is Will Turbit, T-U-R-B-I-T-T. And I'm going to say this, guys. I've had an OnlyFans for 3 months. Not one subscriber. I'm feeling unloved. I'm feeling not sexy.
Stop
so,
lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
Sorry, Alex, but I'm feeling unwanted. So go to Fake Mike Real Nudes. That's Fake Mike Real Nudes on OnlyFans. And you know, it's
wait,
not
that's
me.
Fake Mike Real Nudes.
Fake Mike Real Nudes. It's my It's my OnlyFans. And I started an OnlyFans, one, because I thought it would be funny, and two, because they deleted some of my Bill Gates and other videos from my channel. Then they deleted my whole backup channel. Then they deleted them from both of my new channels. Then they deleted it from Memory Hold's channel. And then they deleted his third channel, and also Titus Frost. So if you want to see some cool, spicy stuff and me completely fully clothed, Fake Mike Real News is the place to be, guys. And find me, Will Turbitt, Fake Mike Real News on all the platforms. V.
Well, you can also find me underneath the Giant Anaconda and Fig Leaf.
Am I still alive there?
Yeah, you're on.
You're not. Sir. You're not alive. You've transformed. You're now in purgatory, and your punishment is you're going to have to listen to Mike's impressions and V do Seinfeld and me rant and rave about whatever
what
I want.
Is the deal purgatory. With Scotty? I'm listening.
I mean, come on, Scotty, give it a break.
The video that I'm going to send to Mike with the Elvis thing. The woman that's from a Facebook group, The Matrix, check that group out. That woman posts amazing stuff every day. Today I was just looking at some amazing footage of breaking into a pyramid or something, and then they break inside, and there's all electric lights lighting up the ceiling, the floors, the stairs. So I don't know what was going on with that. But the film of looking at the artifacts in there and the skulls is amazing. And that was just from today. I didn't even finish watching it. And I'm going to send you, Mike, amazing the video on the Tartaria and
Know what, that's something I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, what you said before, I was going to jump in, out of place artifacts, if anything was going to make you reconsider human history, if you don't know about out of place artifacts, I suggest that you Google it. And you brought up Tartarianism. Now, someone before on my old YouTube channel, people were calling me a shill and a denier for not discussing the Tartarian Empire. And it only came to my attention almost like half jokingly, like about a month ago. And I watched this presentation by somebody. Oh, actually, that's what it was. I was actually doing research for the show, and an article said the new QAnon-like conspiracy, and I was like, "Oh boy, what are they gonna make fun of us about next?" And I'm not a QAnon supporter, but you figured that they'd put some crazy conspiracy news about the Tartarians. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but basically, if you haven't, I watched this guy give an hour presentation, and the gist of it is that that Tartary is not just an area or a catch-all phrase for a small group of people, but it in fact was a powerful, if not one of the most powerful empires ever, and it was completely erased from human history. And so this presenter goes from old books and maps and several old sources and makes you think that, hey, maybe there was a Tartarian empire back in the day that they covered up. He shows some interesting evidence, and then there's people that go like extra far and say that the Columbian Exposition of 1893, which Nikola Tesla illuminated, was actually a Tartarian city that the Americans rediscovered, and that's their architecture. Do I think it's possible that they could have, you know, completely wiped out people for existence? I mean, Stalin did it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, have Mike or V? Have you heard about these Tartarians? It's. I mean, I watched one video, so I can't say. I'm definitely not going to make a statement either way from like one or two videos. But I was curious if you guys had heard about that at all.
I thought I'd heard about the Tartars.
Yeah, exactly. The Tartars.
Yeah, and it's very low key. Definitely don't hear anything. I don't even know where I heard of that. I mean, it had to be.
It's funny because I asked my boy Jamal from Rise of the Moors, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I heard of that." Like he already known it, but nobody else has heard about. It's like a very small section of the internet. V, have you heard about these guys?
Mike, Will, I just sent Mike an amazing Tartary video. Now I got it from I've been studying the Tartary stuff for over 2 years, so it changed when the trolls got into it and all the groups on Facebook got co-opted, even the free energy.
So tell me about this. I know you said you had to go, but tell me the true thing and how did they change it? Because that's what always happens, isn't it, with things. And I'm not saying Tardy is real or fake. I'm just saying, but regardless, that's what happens in these. Occupy started off as a good movement, it got co-opted. So same thing as Black Lives Matter, same thing as the Tea Party. They always get co-opted. So what's the deal with what is the deal with these Tartarians?
What is the deal?
Black Lives Matter was co-opted before they even originated. It was from co-opted from who financed it and organized it. And all the stuff to look at, and that's my gift to know what to look at. I really have some gifts. I've been trying to share it with V for years now. He never returns my emails. He can't call me because he's out of the country, and now his Zoom thing don't work. So I'll work with you, Mike. I mean,
maybe you send him over something on PayPal, and he'll definitely get that note. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I don't have no money, brothers.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll deal with you, Scotty. I will get the information over to V, but you have to...
You have to go to facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries and call back in the next night or two and give us a review of what you think about that. And then I will do the favor and get it to be, and I'll note it. High importance.
2 years, brother. 2 years. And even in the law groups. And in fact, still V has the medical condition with his neck. Go into the mastersurvivor.com. And the check out the three programs. The bottom one, look at the Tesla BioHealer. The Tesla BioHealer, okay? They've been available for 6 months. They're EPA approved for pain. I was just reading that yesterday. I actually just spoke to Johnny today. He's going to be the guest for my FESA group on Wednesday because our speaker canceled at lunchtime today, an hour before our meeting. So I called Johnny, and he accepted. He's going to be a speaker Wednesday. If you want to join, I'll send you the links. It's alive. We have two speakers each month for about an hour each. And then those Zoom meetings that are recorded, we edit them, and Crystal edits them, and then they become YouTube videos.
And Scott, we're coming up on a break here. We're going to get to some other callers, but how can people find your work?
Anyway, now Mike has my connection, so you can find me on Facebook, and you're local enough that I can call you on the phone, because I'm into law. That's what I'm into. I'm a victim of police corruption, hardball. Since 2005.
Call back in. Go to facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries and callers, stay tuned, hang tight, because after this break, we're going to get to the rest of the callers. Any calls that dropped off, come back in and tell us why we're wrong. Show us why we're wrong. You know, I got a lot of love for Scotty because I might not agree with everything he says. There's certain things that I do agree with, but I keep an open yet skeptical mind to the rest.
I agree, yeah.
And hey, you're gone.
Long time.
Just kidding. Just kidding. What's that, Scott? We got about 30 seconds to break, and V is going to throw us to the break. What's that last thing? Last thing. Throw it out there.
Music. I wanted to promote Ashley Gilmore, and he was saying it's the Red Pill Hardcore, but he didn't even check it out.
All right. Send it to me. Send it to me on Facebook. Will Turbit. I will. If I think it's hardcore, I'll pass it on to V, because I'm a pretty good intermediary there. So I'll make sure V gets it. Send it over to me, Scott. And me and you, we're going to go to Never Never Land Ranch and catch MJ.
Well, that's just it. You kind of missed my point the other night. It's not so much that he's still alive. It's that...
My sarcasm. Sarcasm. I have...
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, so now you can hook up to me through Mike, through the links I sent him, and we'll be able to talk and do stuff. Because I'm about to make my moves on... And
let's see if that talk. But yeah, that sounds great.
Off Winter World, too.
What's the Ashley Gilmore track you like that you're telling us about?
It's a good one. It's just on a piano in her apartment where people are talking in the background in the beginning. But it's pretty powerful, very short. It's called You Are the Light. Just sort of,
I don't know if there's Gilmore girls on this show, but we'll talk to V. V's the hardcore guy here.
Okay, so I'll talk to you soon, fellas.
Be safe, Scotty. We love you.
Yeah, I may even call back in if something arises that I want to comment.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, I think everyone would be vaccinated if L. Ron Hubbard got the right propaganda behind its beginning.
Well, when you're assigned, you have to get vaccinated and you have to do the right things in life because you know that there's nobody else that can do it. What? I mean, you know, I've been really into the whole cult things lately.
Hey,
I mean,
look who
I get
it is.
How
Better for Shrimpo. It's me.
Hey, Better for Shrimpo. Yeah, but the whole cult thing is, I mean, the biggest cult is statism. And I get how people could get conned into joining a cult in the first place. They're lonely, they don't have anybody. It seems like a good idea, and then they get into different levels. It's bad. But we're seeing a lot of, you know,
stuff that would make the satanic panic blush during the 80s and 90s, but we got legit stuff going on, right? We got the Nexium cult. That's an actual cult that is tied up financially. Did they give donations to Hillary, or did Hillary give donations to them? I forget. Kristen Gillibrand's picture with these people. And I get how a regular person would just want to get into it because they advertise that, hey, we're teaching you how to network, how to market, and how to be the best person that you can be. This is for executives and da da da. It's like, okay, yeah, we wouldn't want to do that. Let's take my team out for a day training, you know what I'm saying? Or a weekend, you know, team building. Yay. Then it leads to human trafficking and satanic branding, literal branding of people. And then we got a whole bunch of callers up there. But then Scientology, and I can understand how maybe somebody that came up, this is my last point because I could go on and on, but came up for any cult, insert cult here, and they had a bad childhood or trauma, and these people are offering them answers and the family and the community. But, I mean, what's in it for John Travolta? What's in it for Tom Cruise and all these other people? These people are weird as hell, dude. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
That's a failed Freemason religion. I don't know. You know, just so they can collect as much money as they can from people as soon as possible. And that means getting all the rich people into their own special club.
Hey. Yo, another thing real quick while we're on this point. There's actually passages where L. Ron Hubbard actually, in his own writings, condones pedophilia. He basically says it's not a problem if you want to kiss a 7-year-old girl on the lips, even lustfully. So I'm paraphrasing there. But yeah, L. Ron Hubbard was not just a brilliant mind control guy that creates mind control and propaganda, but he was also somebody that condoned pedophilia, so... Yikes. I didn't know that.
Hey, I will say I read almost the entire Dianetics during one of my pre-trial jail stays. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Dianetics, baby. Yeah.
Baby. Yeah, I was in there and I'm like, oh, Dianetics, 1,600 pages. L. Ron Hubbard, let's do this. And, I only needed like one more day. I think I made it to like page like 1,300. So I'm pretty up on the whole... auditing and all that stuff. I mean, the book is good, dude. It's good.
They do have some good things to say. They say like, hey, psychiatry is really, really bad for you, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
And they say the world, most of these people are brainwashed idiots. But the only thing is, they say our way is better, but it's really not.
It's literally the same. I mean, it's worse. You know, you gotta like sign up. Get an auditor and then literally like tell them everything, you know, back to before you were born, and they're gonna drag it out of you. Which, I mean, hey, you know, if people wanted to do that on themselves, that's my final conclusion on the whole thing was if you want to sort of hypnotize yourself and go all the way back to literally your conception, then you could probably do some good work. But I don't know about like chatting with some weirdo,
weirdo
cult member. I don't know, dude. It was bizarre. The book, I will recommend Dianetics. Anybody that's a reader, you wanna fly through a book and like really kind of push the limits, I'd go with Dianetics. It's quite a read. I mean, seriously, I was.
Mike, are you a Scientologist?
I could neither confirm nor deny that my junk is totally male.
We need a house meeting, y'all. No, honestly, you, that's the thing. Like, you can learn a lot from these things. And L. Ron Hubbard actually has some pretty smart things to say. He also has some crazy, insane, pedophilic things to say. But, I mean, it's interesting to look into some of these people, even if you don't agree with them, to see what they're saying, because they're right at some things. And it's just very interesting to see what, you know, what the heck's going on. So, Mike, unfortunately, we don't have time, but we gotta do that on a future show where you kind of break down a little bit about that, and I got some other points about Scientology too.
Yeah, I might have to like sort of skim the book again.
Give us the cliff notes, the Mike notes, the Mossad notes.
The Mike notes, I mean, I pretty much already gave them to you. It's you know, he starts off and Man, there's a lot of... He goes around and around and around for, like, hundreds of pages about, like, I guess, you know, how he came into it. But then he gets into the whole auditing thing and the... what are the those... That... That those aliens, the aliens.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man, I mean, it is. It's
Thetans.
The Thetans, yes, the Thetans. You gotta, up your Thetans. You gotta up your Thetan level, sir. Over 9,000. Yeah, it's wild, man. I mean, it's so entertaining because it's so out there, and the guy is well spoken. I mean, the book is, you know,
he's very smart. I mean,
yeah,
David,
this is no joke. This is not like
these people are super smart, but they're just not. Well, I can't say L. Ron Hubbard, but I mean David Muscavige is a freaking narcissist. But he's super smart. Like he knows how to deliver a message. I mean, these people aren't slouches. They have all this money to put all this together. And yeah, Scientology loves auditing. They love to audit people. But when I go over and I audit,
I think it's blackmail.
It is blackmail.
It's all blackmail, man. You know, you got your John Travolta's in there. You got your Leah Remini's out there. You know.
Yeah, but why would you, this is the point that I don't understand. Like, I can understand why some regular person like me on the streets had a bad day or bad things happened to him or looking for more answers and you joined that cult. But why would somebody at the left, like Tom Cruise, don't need that? What is Scientology offering them? I'm asking a serious question.
I think they're like the front man face. I don't think that they really give a half a crap about what's
but
going
why?
On.
Why?
They're just a recruitment.
Yeah, but are
they have their little sea vessels. You know, like they travel the world. They probably show up to port in Thailand to pick up 14-year-old transsexual
ladyboys.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I tried to post something about ladyboys on Reddit. I forgot what it was. I forgot what the post was, but my comment was like, ladyboy lovers hate this one weird trick. I think it got deleted. I went to go check out later. I think somebody was like, that's not funny.
Have thumbnail of Hunter Biden.
I think we should like timestamp this because I think we've officially passed our record for most hate crimes in one episode. We still got another 18 minutes.
So canceled. I need like where's that TV? The TV blank sound. Here we go.
Yeah. And your programming has just been taken off the air.
This is a special message from Hillary Clinton. What you just heard was obviously nasty. It was obviously hate speech.
Obviously hate speech, gang.
Yeah.
I've been hated on for my Jew hat. This is terrible. Barack O'Judd has hated on me for the last time.
Hey, Barack Toboggins.
Barack Toboggins. I was a college. What does he say? I was the first
college in my family to go to the moon. Oh man, but, genius! This guy is so super funny. Kyle,
well, he's so for real. But no, I mean the genuine article. I mean, Biden. If you've just seen him over the years, you can just see the degradation.
He
loses it. Like he can't keep those sentences together.
He was crap from the beginning, and then he somehow like, wow! Talk about recycling.
It's crap to Alzheimer's.
This is what it is.
Recycling the status quo. I would like to introduce you to Joe Biden.
It's supposed to show if you hang around in your party long enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna eventually
you get your
have
chance.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to be.
Like, it's my turn.
These freaking horribles, bad. Yeah, and let's get to the calls. Sorry, I'm ranting and raving here, but yeah, let's get to the calls because we only got 15 minutes left.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, caller, who are you? Where are you calling from? What's on your mind, player?
David.
Oh man,
he's in the swamp. I think he's lost in the
frog?
Swamp. He's gigging frogs.
This is riveting information.
Riveting, absolutely riveting.
Am I on or what?
You're on, David. Go ahead.
It sounds like you're on.
Okay,
a
buddy I don't know who it is. Hey, I originally just called for the name of a guy about on your show about three 2 days ago was mentioning self-defense, but it wasn't a gun, but it was
that's Dome Dan, domedan.com. yes, we're talking about
Dome Dan at hotmail.com.
yep, Dan Sutterfield.
Dome Dan has this
awesome thing he put together where for a one-time only donation to Republic Broadcast, which is the only place that we can commit several quote-unquote hate crimes and still be on the air, you're helping us. But also, you get some military-grade firearms training. We're not talking about...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... No, there was a guy on your show, like, maybe he was a caller, but he was on there for a while. He mentioned a gun, not Frontline. He mentioned a gun that wasn't... It was like it wasn't lethal as a regular gun, but it was legal. You could bring it in. You don't need a license. You remember that?
Okay, Luca Mino, he was talking about a pellet gun, basically.
Yes, but what was the name of that company he mentioned? You remember? Sorry, would be your P.
But I don't.
We'll ask Luca about that. I have to ask you a question. Where are you calling from, sir?
California, Northern California. Is it coming
in? I was going to say he's Northern California because that sounds like Oroville. My first apartment, we had grass, and during this time of year, nothing but frogs all night long.
Yeah, I'm outside too. I'm outside. I'm near a pond. But this is our north of Redding B, so it's about 3.
Wow. You're north of Redding? Okay.
You're way up there, aren't you?
Yeah. So I'm 40 minutes before Oregon border. So you ever hear of Mount Shasta when you were in Oroville? It's 14,000 feet. That's where I am. I mean,
I think it's funny that I don't think any of us realize how big Northern California is. Like, San Francisco is practically in, like, the middle of the state. You know, you think of San Francisco.
On the East Coast, you're going from... like Massachusetts all the way down to Florida.
Yeah.
You know how many states that is right there? You got Rhode Island, you got Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Kakalaka, New York, North Kakalaka, and Compton, and Georgia. It's like, the thing is huge, dude.
Yeah.
California is very, very...
It's funny, though, too, because I'm from Massachusetts, you know,
one of the massholes in the house. Like, I'm from Rhode Island, player. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. What part of Mass are you from?
Western Springfield.
Oh, that's very nice out in that area. Western Mass is gorgeous. Berkshire, Springfield's cool. NBA Hall of Fame. You got the big E out there. But, yeah, California's awesome. How do you like the switcheroo?
Oh, I like it out here. You know, it's really nice. Another thing I want
to call you when I want to fall asleep at night and just have you put your phone on speaker out in your backyard.
Guys, I'm telling you, my first apartment in California.
I'm thinking of bringing a mat out here. I sleep inside a place, but I want to bring a mat out here and start sleeping outside. And the other night, about 2 weeks ago, I was in the field about 5 in the morning before it got light. And I seen a guy told me he thinks it was Space Force by Elon Musk. I did see, and I go, that doesn't look like military operation. It was like
Starlink.
Like,
so the Starlink
20 of them.
Yeah, the Starlink satellites.
Starlink. I saw that because I'm ignorant what everything is, but it was. I said that doesn't. Maybe that's UFOs, but maybe some kind of operation. But he thought it was Starlink. You know, with Elon Musk, and then about 5 minutes later, he came over. The same another 20 or so came over, and it was like, wow, the same pattern. So, I guess they're satellites or what? What are they?
That's the Starlink internet. That's Starlink internet satellites. Okay. Yeah, you'll see a string of them crossing. You know, late evening when the sun is still shining on them. Yeah, those are those little mini satellites to give everybody the interwebs via satellite. Which, come on, guys, satellite internet sucks. Like, it's the worst. I mean, you're looking at like a 2-minute delay. So,
oh wow,
I don't know about the usefulness, but hey, it's better than nothing, I guess.
If only get satellite internet.
And that's the reason. I mean, some people are just boomers, but certain places you can only get. I was wondering the same thing, but apparently, certain places you can only get satellite.
Yeah, I know. We have like RBN listeners. I guarantee you, there's several hundred that buy our KU satellite receivers, and you can get RBN on KU satellite. It's up on the website telling you how to get that. And you know, it's a bit delayed, and of course, you know, if it rains, like right now, we have a dish here, and I think it's out because it's been just really cloudy and stormy here.
You're like in the brains.
Yeah,
you're like in the band center over there.
Dude, you're giving me.
What do you guys do to falsify the satellite data when it rains, and how do you guys keep up this whole charade with the flat Earth?
Well, they're just balloons. They're just balloons.
Ah.
Yeah, they're just high altitude balloons. Dude, I have had to hold my tongue for so many days lately because people are calling in. They think they got it all figured out with the flat Earth thing.
Yeah, Mike, come on. What was that? I do the Stab Miller show. I take over show for him.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of flat earthers calling in.
They're just testing you. They're testing you, man.
Testing me?
Yeah, they're going. That's why Stab Miller puts people on the show and filling in for him, because he wants his listeners, the core of the network. Like when Stab Miller's on air, there are 200 to 250 people, and I think it's the government agents. And if he's not live within like two minutes of him having a replay or a guest host, those people are gone. So that he has his like the handlers, or you know, not handlers, there's his monitors, and so he brings you on because he wants his core listenership, his real listenership, which is 600 to 700 people, to hear a new host on the network and be introduced to, you know, where they can find this kind of a different slant on the information. But yeah, you're going to get tested. You're going to have all the trolls are going to, I mean, immediately. It's like, it's 2 minutes after you're on the air, we're getting calls from people that are just out of nowhere, left fielders. It's like, where have you been? And they're going to call in and just start going off. And I guess the flat earth thing, you know, like Scotty was saying about how whatever he was talking about got like co-opted, you know, the groups. See, Flat Earth back in like 07, 09, that was where you got real information and real discussion of, you know, what's going on, guys. Nowadays, it's all these recycled garbage. Oh, but I'm on a plane and I can see. No, you cannot see the curve from a plane, okay? I can play us there's these flat earth debunker videos, and they literally prove the point opposite, that they can see way too far, but they frame it and they massage the video and the data and the camera shots, and then they act like, there you go, proven. It's
the logic
flat, and it's like, dude, you can see the whole tree from 7 miles away on the shoreline of the Lake Minnetonka in frickin', you know, British Columbia or Alberta. It's like, you haven't proved anything, but they're like, there it is, debunked. And you're like, what? Like, what? It's like, okay, I'm sorry, man. And the first of all, here's the main thing. It's not a pizza pie floating through space, okay, guys? If the Earth is flat, it is an infinite plane, and you can't deny that. And all the space stuff is just practically a joke. I mean,
there's a lot of I'm not necessarily a flat earther, but NASA lies the time.
Exactly.
They get caught lying. They're complete BS. So yes. I keep an open but skeptical mind to it.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact,
that's where you're supposed to go.
As a matter of fact,
we have some amazing things that are really happening to us as a species on the planet. You can tell because, you know, Revelations, how all these seals and signs are being uncovered. And one of those things is the government admitting to UFOs.
Yeah.
They're real.
Exactly. And it's like crop circles, man. That, right? Those crop circles, those intricate crop circles are not done by people with a freaking board and some rope. Like, come
absolutely
on,
not.
Man.
My point is, there has to be some incredible things that are going to be happening here in the future if the government is willing to distract us with UFO disclosure.
And Project Blue Beam. Don't forget Project Blue Beam. Mm-hmm. Never forget. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Republican.
9/11.
Wait, but I interrupted David. What you were trying to say something, David. Wait, did we lose?
Oh, no, no big deal. I just wanted to say that one more thing, and I'll leave room for someone else. I was thinking of the last couple of weeks, well, actually for a year or so, I looked up conspiracy, and most people, yeah, it's two or more people usually conspiring to do something nefarious, right? But then I looked up kook, and that's from the cuckoo bird. It's like someone being, one definition in Merriam Dictionary is just a strange idea. So if people think that there's not conspiracies happening, that's a strange idea. And they're they're kooks. I'm sorry about the language.
That is the
they're
conspiracy
kooks.
Theory, definitely.
They're kooks. And the other one is the ones that say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And when you're saying something, right, and they'll go, I'll say, you know what? You're practicing a conspiracy because the FBI, or I think it was the CIA, said we got to do something about this with the John Kennedy assassination happened. So they make everybody look like a kook. So the very people that don't believe in conspiracy that yell at us and say, you're a conspiracy theorist, I say, well, you're practicing conspiracy right now, as a matter of fact, because you're practicing the CIA conspiracy, to try to shut us up by...
Hey, you know what else you can say, too, is people get locked up for conspiracy in the United States every single year. I mean, sorry,
yeah,
every single year.
RICO.
Day. Every single day.
Yeah, I added that to it because the police force,
and
all the police
here's
stations.
Here's a cherry on top. I'm going to give you an extra cherry on top, too, because we're winding down here. The very definition of a conspiracy is the Bilderberg Group, and that consists of the royal family of England, the royal family of the Netherlands, two Nazis, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and every single other person. That's the definition of conspiracy, and it's the exact elite. So tell them to put that in their pipe and smoke it.
Right.
Been too many hate crimes. They've assassinated V. I'm the only person left.
Oh, and me and my girlfriend talking about it, that these people who think that there's not a most powerful group or individual on the planet. Of course there is a most powerful individual, and there is a most powerful group of individuals on the planet. And do you think once they get that power that they're just going to, like, you know, drop it on the street?
Well, that was fun. You guys enjoy it.
Well, you got to look at these cartels. You know, I make fun. I talk about the deep state and these intelligence agencies all the time. But you want to talk about power? Talk about, look at some of these, what these cartels are doing. But
thanks,
anyways,
David.
Guys, hey. You know what? Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Sorry,
yeah,
guys,
good.
We didn't
Thanks
get to the rest of you, but we're closing out the show. So it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. Guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves. Good night.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.